But as the plane was coming in, I was just sitting there and looking out at all the water of Louisiana, just water, water, and all kinds of channels running back and forth and crisscross and all over the place. And I wondered, I said, boy, that's a lot of water. And a young boy about 6 years old in the seat directly behind me said, it looks just like Ethiopia. And of course, his mother is trying to quiet him down because everybody knows Ethiopia isn't exactly in the middle of a marsh. And a businessman sitting across the aisle, he said, Ethiopia, have you ever been to Ethiopia? You know, he's laughing at the boy, you know, what a dumb thing to say. All the water of Louisiana looks just like Ethiopia. What a dumb boy, you know, really dumb. But the boy said, it looks just like Ethiopia. And the man laughed and laughed, and pretty soon passengers in that section were all laughing, and the man repeated it again so everybody could share in the boy's idiocy. He said, the boy thinks this looks like Ethiopia. And everybody laughed again. And the boy was real quiet. And his mother was embarrassed, you know. And just about when we were ready to land, the boy said, we're almost there. And his mother said, where? And he knew better now. He said, there. They weren't going to laugh at him with Ethiopia again. The boy was remembering his past, and the past long ago when certain areas of the world that were drier were very moist, even as the moisture is going back and back from Africa and other areas of the world right now, the water is draining away and it's coming to other places. And the boy was remembering, and he was very clear and certain. But he remembered the past, and the adults didn't. So when he spoke what was truth his soul, and the people laughed, right away he had to shut off the creative center of remembering the past. Children, so often, and you may know it from your own children, they'll go back to the past and say, I was so-and-so, you were... At that time, you were my daughter or you were my son. And they'll go and give you a full history of what a past life was if you just have the inclination to listen to the child and not laugh as the people did in this plane. Children remember probably in most cases until the age of 4 and sometimes as long as 5. And if you listen carefully, they can very often tell you about your own past lives.